We're going to start with the first verse. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way, you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me, no man cometh unto the Father, but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, shew us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, shew us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. My Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do, arise, let us go hence. Now that's reading the entire chapter, the 14th chapter of the book of St. John. A lot of things in this chapter, a lot of things that as that of the Lord began to talk and talk mainly to his disciples there, they had a lot of questions. They had questions about things that he had said, and he even asked one of them, I believe it was Philip, said, how long have I been with you, and you don't know my Father? In other words, he said, because my Father and I are one. I'm in him, and he is in me. That's what he made mention of. And it's sort of amazing that they had been with him, yet they hadn't seen that of the Father dwelling in him. And he said, the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. There's no way to separate that of Jesus and his Father. There's really not. There's a lot of things, and it goes on just a little bit further. That's not what I got tonight. I got just a little bit different something for you according to that of the Word. Now, he went on and he began to tell them, he said, greater works than these shall he do. Greater works. He said, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now, there's some things that had to take place, and that was pretty much what he wanted them to see, brethren, that he and the Father was one. And he was in the Father, and the Father was in him, but he wasn't going to leave them comfortless. There was something, brethren, there's coming a day. And he began to talk to them. He said, here, and you'll do greater works. And now people today just don't believe. I'll just be honest with you. Brethren, just don't believe in what they have. In what they have and in what they have received. Now the scripture teaches us here now, brethren, that he would not. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. He said, but I'll pray the Father, and brethren, and said, when I go to him, I'll pray the Father that he will send the Comforter. And brethren, and the Comforter shall be with you forever. My friend, forever. There's no end, my friend, to forever. No, sir, there's not. My friend, so what did we receive, brethren, when we got saved? These folks today, my friend, that thinks they get, my friend, I think a little dose here and there. My friend, but I'll just be honest with you.
And my friend, I really didn't realize everything that I had the night I got saved. And my friend, I really didn't. I know that there's a change come. And my friend, but I really didn't realize, brethren, what I had that God had given me. And my friend, yes, sir. And my friend, brethren, he won't leave you comfortless. And my friend, no, he won't. He won't leave you comfortless. And my friend, I know a lot of times today we get in the place, my friend, brethren, that we wonder if God's hearing us or really comforting us. My friend, brethren, the loss of a loved one. My friend, just comes to mind. Brethren, these folks, when you lose a loved one. My friend, I hear it a lot of times. My friend, people says, well, why did the Lord do that? My friend, why did he take my partner? My friend, why did he take my son or my daughter? My friend, or my kinfolk? My friend, brethren, the truth of it is, brethren, you live in this life, you gonna die. My friend, yes, sir, sometime or another. My friend, one way or another. My friend, you gonna die. My friend, but thank God there's something about us that's been born again. My friend, that will never die. My friend, no, sir, it'll never die. My friend, it's going to live. My friend, yes, it is. It's going to live. My friend, and I know. I know you might say, well, preacher, my friend, what about them that don't know the Lord? My friend, there's something about them going to live. My friend, yes, sir, but it's going to live elsewhere. My friend, yes, sir, it'll live outside the gate. My friend, yes, it will. It won't be inside. My friend, no, sir. No, sir, there's nothing, my friend, that enters in. My friend, that defileth. My friend, or that of sin. My friend, people says a lot of time, why, preacher, he talking about heaven. My friend, brethren, there's not anything in the kingdom of God that defileth today. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, it ain't everybody that hollers, Lord, Lord. My friend, that is one of his. Did you know that? My friend, he told them that. My friend, he said, it's not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord. My friend, brethren, that loveth me. My friend, no, sir. No, sir, I don't know about you. My friend, but I'm glad we've got a comforter. My friend, yes, I am. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. My friend, he said, whatsoever you asked in my name, my friend, will I do. My friend, we get fouled up sometimes, don't we? My friend, yes, we do. Well, I asked in the name of Jesus. My friend, I had a man one time. My friend, he said, Brandy, he said, you, my friend, he said, do you sin? You're sick. I had a little old cold. My friend, he said, you've sinned. My friend, I said, well, I don't know where you get all that. My friend, and I said, I still got a cold. My friend, if that's what you're talking about. My friend, he said, just rebuke it in the name of Jesus. My friend, he said, you ain't going to do it, I'll do it. My friend, he did before he left the office. My friend, I think I kept that cold a long time. My friend, I really did. It surprised him. my friend, it most certainly did. Now, you hear me? My friend, brother, and you can say to the devil all day long, get behind you. My friend, but brethren, without the Lord's help, he ain't gonna move. My friend, no sirree. No, he's not. My friend, and you can't help him tonight. My friend, without the comforter. My friend, no, you can't. Brethren, you need that comforter. Brethren, you need the Holy Ghost. My friend, yes, sir, I'm not afraid of it. Are you? My friend, brethren, they call them holy rollers. My friend, yeah. My friend, yes, sir, if you believe in the Holy Ghost. My friend, these folks, my friend, that thinks they got a monopoly on him. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, they do. My friend, brethren, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. My friend, didn't he? He said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. My friend, he is talking to them disciples. My friend, he said, he's going to give you, thank God, another comforter. My friend, you say, preacher, why? Did he say it like that? Because the only comfort they had was being around him. Yes, sir. My friend, he said, I'll pray the Father. And he said, he'll give you another. My friend, comfort. Because tonight, my friend, because he said, I'm going away. My friend, if I go not away, he said, the Father will not send the Comforter. My friend, therefore it's needful that I go away. My friend, he told them there, did he not? He said, I go the way. He said, I'm going the way. And he said, you know the way. My friend, and Thomas saith unto him, we know not whither thou goest. My friend, and how can we know the way? My friend, was they not a bunch of blind disciples? My friend, brethren, I ought not to say that, but they were. My friend, they was blinded in part. My friend, because the revealer hadn't yet appeared. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They couldn't understand about half what he was talking about. My friend, but he said that comforter when he comes. My friend said he'll bring it to you remembrance. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ain't that the way it works? My friend, I don't know about you. My friend, I used to could retain a good bit. My friend, brethren, didn't forget nothing. My friend, brethren, I read a lot. My friend, I retain very little. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, and except the Lord bring it. My friend, back to my remembrance. My friend, it's gone. My friend, yes, it is. My friend, but I'll tell you something. Brethren, I've got a good comforter. My friend, yes, sir, I've got a good comforter. My friend, I've got one that'll comfort me. My friend, what is? What is the comforter? My friend, I've already said it. My friend, he told them plain as a day what it is. My friend, did he not? My friend, he said, the Father shall send you the Holy Ghost. My friend, and it shall teach you. My friend, it shall lead you. It shall teach you. My friend, in all the ways of truth. My friend, in righteousness. And he said, in all things. My friend, and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. My friend, brethren, is going to bring some things. to remembrance. My friend, it's going to bring it back up. Brethren, one day they didn't have, probably didn't know how to take that, because they had, just like what I told you, they couldn't remember. My friend, it just didn't fit. It just didn't make much sense. My friend, brethren, I like this chapter. My friend, in my Father's house are many mansions. My friend, if it were not true, I'd have told you so. My friend, yes, sir. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. My friend, brethren, did you know that they had never got to that place? My friend, at this point in time in their journey, my friend, they hadn't come to that place. My friend, Jesus hadn't come to that place. My glory to God. My friend, but he is headed there. Yes, he was. My friend, he was headed there. My friend, mansions. Let's talk about a mansion. My friend, these folks thinking they're going to have a mansion. My friend, I've heard some people sing about they is just going to have a cabin. Yes, sir. My friend, a mansion is a dwelling place. My friend, yes, it is. My friend, if you want to go look at a definition, my friend, of a mansion or a place, my friend, either one, my friend, there's very little difference between them. Yes, sir. I hate to bust your bubble. My friend, you say, preacher, I got the Taj Mahal over here. I reserve. My friend, I'm just going to be honest with you. My friend, that ain't even going to come into mind. My friend, I really believe that. I surely do. My friend, but listen to me. My friend, the mansions is just, my friend, you go over into England. My friend and brethren, they call a little apartment. My friend, some of their apartments is called mansions. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, so, my friend, don't get too dissatisfied. My friend, can I tell you something? My friend, brother, did you know that God loves you? My friend, can I ask you something else? My friend, don't you know that the Father dwells in you? My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you've got the Son, you've got the Father also. My friend, yes, you do. My friend, now if you got the Comforter, my friend, brethren, that's how you get in touch with the Son. My friend, yes, sir. Then he gets in touch with the Father. Glory to God. My friend, yes, sir. That's where it comes into play. Where he said, ask anything in my name. He said, I'll do it. My friend, you hear me. My friend, the Bible says when you pray, don't pray amiss. My friend, don't just ask for any old thing. My friend, I know that you know. My friend, that God answers prayers. My friend, yes, he does. A lot of times he answers them a lot different than we think he ought to. My friend, but brethren, he does answer. My friend, prayers. Yes, he does. My friend, I wonder sometimes, brethren, how my friend, people get by that don't have a comforter. My friend, you know how they get by? My friend, they don't. My friend, they don't have that peace. My friend, they don't have that comforter. My friend, brethren, they fall right back to the, my friend, the way that things was. It doesn't matter whatever they is in. My friend, that's how it falls, right back to it. my friend, I had an uncle passed away. And my friend, them, he was in the Navy for years. And my friend, I had a, and my friend, a boss for about 2 years. And my friend, he was high ranking in the Navy. And my friend, and they, I understood a little bit about what went on. And my friend, but I'll say this, there's a drinking this bunch of people. And my friend I've ever seen in my life. And my friend, and that's, and my friend, that's how they celebrated. And my friend, it didn't matter where is a death. And my friend, brethren, it didn't matter where is a birth. And my friend, brethren, it didn't matter if they just got together. And my friend, brethren, they was their middle common denominator was a drink. And my friend of some kind, I know what I'm talking about. And my friend, but I asked. And my friend, now the man, my friend, that was my boss for a couple of years. Brethren, he was high in the Catholic. And my friend, I don't know enough. I know enough to get you in trouble. And my friend, you say, preacher, you're live. You ain't going to talk about all that. I talked to them about it. And my friend, I'm not ashamed of what I am. And my friend, no sirree, but he's on up. He has some more whatevers. And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, he did. And I'd asked him about meeting. And my friend, you know what he'd always wind up with? And my friend, brethren, they always wound up when they got back into what we'd call the fellowship hall. And my friend, that they tried out all the new wine. And my friend, that they had. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He come to me one day. And my friend, they said, Randy, he said, I got some respect for you. I'd like for you to pray. And my friend, he said, our parishioner. And my friend, he said he had to. And my friend, join the AA. And my friend, yes, sir. Man in charge. And my friend, yes, sir, become an alcoholic. And my friend, hear me. And my friend, and we wonder sometimes. And my friend, why things go like they do. And my friend, brethren, listen to me. You say, preacher, that's just, I just don't believe it. And my friend, that's the words that come out of his mouth. And my friend, it stunned me just to be honest with you. And my friend, just a little bit. And my friend, I'd been around enough. And my friend, to already figure out what's going on. And my friend, yes, sir. How you hear me? And my friend, we having it right now in our Sunday school. And my friend, about the priesthood. And my friend, brethren, that earthly priesthood has changed. And my friend, it most certainly has. And my friend, why did it change, preacher? And my friend, it changed because of what this man's going to do. This man, Jesus. And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, brethren, he's doing away with the first. And my friend, that he might establish the second. And my, yes, sir. Yes, sir, and I can't help it. And my friend, no more is he a priest. And my friend, after the order of Aaron. And my friend, or his house, or his descendants. And my friend, no, sir, not a manly priest. And my friend, anymore. And my friend, no, they're not. No, sir. And my friend, you say, preacher, why? And my friend, because that priesthood has changed. And my friend, it has changed just because of what he's talking. And my friend, to his own disciples about. He said, I'm going away. And my friend, he said, I'll pray that the Father send you a comforter. And my friend, you need a comforter. And my friend, why do we need a comforter? And my friend, why did we need a comforter? And my friend, why did mankind need a comforter? And my friend, brethren, because he could not help himself. And my friend, he could not overcome. And my friend, he could not redeem himself. And my friend, it took the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And my friend, yes sir, it took the Lord going away. And my friend, right back to heaven. And my friend, sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession, brethren, for me and you. And then he sent the Comforter. And my friend, did he not? Brethren, he died on the cross. I know what it is. My friend, I really do. I know what it is. My friend went to a funeral the other day. My friend, they sang the song. I hadn't heard it in a while. My friend, it is a good song. My friend, talking about the sufferings of this life. My friend, but he talked about the scars. My friend, it said there'll be no scars in heaven. My friend, none except what Jesus Christ is wearing. My friend, and I thought about that. My friend, I really did. My friend, I know what he said to Thomas. My friend, but I'll tell you, if you'll read your scriptures, my friend, you'll find out he done many infallible truths. My friend, among over 500 at one time. My friend, brethren, that I should have let them know that he was the Son of God. My friend, the risen Savior. My friend, he told Thomas, he said, there's the scars. My friend, he said, thrust your hand. My friend, it never says that Thomas did. My friend, I guess we all got our views. My friend, about it, but I'm not going to get into that. My friend, brethren, I believe, I thank God he left here. He got a glorified. My friend, don't you? My friend, I don't think there'll be one scar there. My friend, and it ain't going to take a scar for me to recognize it. My friend, how about you? My friend, how about you? Brethren, I'm going to put you in the boat with the disciples tonight. My friend, let's see who walk on water. Glory to God. You say, preacher, you've lost your mind. My friend, you hear me. My friend, brethren, he told them, brother, he said, now, I'm leaving here. I'll pray the Father send you the Comforter. I hope you're getting the message. My friend, he said, and I and my Father are one. My friend, he said, if you've seen me, he said, you've seen the Father. My friend, didn't he say that? My friend, I didn't read over that, did I? My friend, brethren, it's in there. Is that not what he said? My friend, have I been so long time with you? My friend, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Glory! And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? My friend, show us the Father. My friend, brethren, these folks today, they ain't seen the Father. You say, preacher, I won't see him till I get there. Shame on you. My friend, shame on you. My friend, I told you. My friend, how long have you been born again? My friend, it ain't seen the Father. My friend, you say, preacher, preacher. My friend, they said no man seen God and lived face to face. My friend, brethren, that was in that day. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I'll tell you one thing, Moses seen all he could. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, he did. My friend, hear me. my friend, he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. My friend, I and the Father are one. My friend, yes, I'm in the Father. And the Father's in me. My friend, and thank God when we got saved, the Comforter come in, and we got all three. My friend, yes, we did. Yes, we did. My friend, how is it that you say you ain't seen the Father? Yes, sir. Am I off my rocker? My friend, hear me. My friend, he is talking to some men that had been with him. Yes, sir. They had been down the road with him. They had been down the journey with him. Yes, they had. My friend, hear me. Hear me. You won't see Jesus, just open your eyes. My friend, hear me. Hear me. My friend, these people, I don't know. My friend, we got one right there. My friend, I don't know what he looked like. My friend, I got no clue in this world that he was anywhere near. I don't know. It might be to the T. My friend, naturally, carnally speaking. My friend, fleshly, he had a fleshly look about him. He favored my friend, his father. Did you know that? Yeah. My friend, he favored his father. Yes, he did. Yes, sir. My friend, why, preacher, what do you mean? My friend, he favored his father. My friend, brethren, that's exactly what he is saying. He said, you've been with me. How long? He said, and you asking me to show you the Father. My friend, have you not seen me? Have you not believed me? My friend, have you not? Brethren, I don't know. There's very few things, my friend, that people know about heaven. Do you know that? My friend, and I'll just be quite frank with you. My friend, I know that people has, my friend, supposedly died. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going off the deep end. My friend, and they seen things and they heard things. I don't doubt that. My friend, I don't doubt it one bit. My friend, I doubt there's anything over there to compare here. My friend, no, sir, except me and you. You say, preacher, what do you mean? I'm going, ain't you? My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, thank God there's some saints. Yes, sir, there's some saints that's left this world. My friend, they woke up in yonder world. Yes, sir. My friend, preacher, I don't know about all that. My friend, brethren, I'm just not going to get on to my friend, all that. Let me just leave the Comforter. My friend, brethren, he shall teach you in all things. My friend, in all things, and he shall bring to your remembrance. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, my grandmother. My friend, she had three living children. My friend, and she had two. That didn't make it. Listen, about 10, 11 days. My friend, and they were twins. My friend, and we'd visit the graveyard. My friend, and there lay them twins. My friend, no doubt precious unto her. My friend, but brethren, they wouldn't know. No, sirree. My friend, I'm sorry. My friend, I'm sorry. You say, preacher, that's the only fault I've got about you. You don't believe. We going to know each other in heaven. My friend, can I tell you this? My friend, they ain't no flesh and blood going. No, sirree. No, sir. My friend, I can't help it. My friend, can I ask you a question? My friend, can I ask you? my friend, the Bible says in the first chapter of the book of Revelation. My friend, I'll bring my remarks to a close. My friend, it said that John was in the Isle of Patmos. My friend, on the Lord's day. My friend, and he heard a voice behind him. Did he not? He said the voice was as the voice of many waters. My friend, like a trumpet. My friend, did he hear it? My friend, and he said he turned and looked. My friend, and there he saw. My friend, one clothed in white. Yes, sir, white apparel. My friend, he said his eyes was like fire. My friend, yes, sir. He said his hair was white as snow. My friend, yes, sir. And he said his feet was like brass. And he heard a voice. My friend, come up higher. Glory to God. My friend, I'll be quite frank with you. My friend, you're going to have to get a little higher, you see, the church. Oh, yeah. I ain't talking about Mountain View Baptist Church. My friend, you're going to have to get on the mountain. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You think about it. You think about it. Old Moses is back there on the backside of the mountain of God. Mount Horeb. My friend, when he saw the Lord, yes, sir. Preacher, he didn't see him. He saw a bush burn. My friend, it never did burn up. My friend, it never was being consumed. No, sirree. I'm going to read you a couple of verses and bring my remarks to a close. My friend, I'll be quite frank with you. My friend, brethren, and sisters. My friend, brethren, if the disciples themselves couldn't figure out who the Father and who Jesus really was. My friend, how in the world you think this world knows? My friend, they know nothing. My friend, yes, sir, he said here, he said, I give unto you peace. He said, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth. My friend, and he also said the world couldn't receive this. My friend, did he not? Did he not? There's no need in me and you thinking that them that are worldly, my friend, has any clue what you're talking about. My friend, no sirree. No sirree, but I'll tell you this much. My friend, you're talk to them anyway when you get the door open. My friend, because God's able to open people's eyes. Did you know that? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. My friend, the comforter. I wanted to talk a little bit more about the comforter. My friend, yes, sir, or else he'd leave you comfortless. My friend, brethren, if you left comfortless, you wouldn't have had a hope in this world. Or the next, neither. Do you know that? There wouldn't have been no way. Wouldn't have been no way. I go to prepare a place for you. Did he not say that where I am, you may be there also? That where I am, you may be there also. In my Father's house are many mansions. I've often thought, long as my mom and my dad was alive, I had no problem walking in the house and getting what I wanted. Do you know that? Dad told me. You know what he told me? Crafton, he said, everything I've got, he said, you need it, there it is. Huh? Dad used to work on vehicles, and he had a lot of tools. And they, when I was growing up, you didn't touch them tools. Do you know it? You didn't go in the building to find you anything. Huh? As a kid, because they was his, and he needed them. He just didn't need them. He knowed where he put them. Do you know that?
Yes, sir. But anyway, he had a whole garage down there full of tools. And he said, if you need anything, just come by and get it. I don't care where I'm here or not. Huh? Access. Huh? To all that the Father has. Huh? Is that not right? Now, folks, I'm going to tell you something. We ain't going to need healing. We ain't going to need help for our infirmities, brother, when we get over yonder. Brother, all that's for here. And we've got access to it. Everything. Everything that the Father has, we've got access to. Listen, have you been with me so long a time and not seen the Father? Huh? It's what Jesus said. I'll read you a couple of verses. It is, I don't know, I don't want to talk out of turn. I don't want to say some things just to be saying some things, and I'm not one just to lambast a lot that's going on, but I'll just be honest with you. There's a lot of deceiving going on in this world today. And brethren, a lot of it's behind the pulpit. Yes, sir. A lot of it's teachings and preachings, my friend, just to satisfy the old fleshly man. I know what I'm talking about. Do you hear me? You hear me? Somebody gonna give an account. Somebody gonna give an account. Yes, sir. But I'm afraid a lot of this old praise and all this praise stuff, my friend, is just ain't for the inward man. You hear me? You say, preacher, it says praise the Lord. It sure does. It sure does. I could go on and on. I'm not going to. Listen. When you have the Comforter, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. The Comforter, my friend, was what was going to come when Jesus went back to the Father. And it is what did come. You can read all about it. You know all about it. I know you probably know as much as I've preached to you tonight. But that's what I had. And that's all I'm going to leave with you. Good to be here. I appreciate you being here.